budget 2019, we increased our base budget for wildfire spending by 58%, up to $101 million. And I don't know if there was any other line item in the budget that got a 58% increase, so I was pretty happy with that. You know, I get questions right here from the media, oh, what the heck, you know, cost $600 million in 2017 and $500 million in 2018. I just want to assure people and assure the public that the money to fight fires will always be there, but by increasing the base budget, we're able to do a lot of things that enable us to be better prepared through BC Wildfire Service and for the communities as well. That part of that uplift included a $10 million to prescribed burning program, and so we're embarking on that. That was a big recommendation from the Abbott Chapman report. We all know fire is part of the landscape and part of the ecosystems. You know that well here in Williams Lake, and most of you in the northern communities know that well. So, in fact, $10 million over the next 3 years, we're able to create a plan, do more training, and then institute more prescribed burns with local knowledge and with the traditional agricultural knowledge behind that. In terms of readiness, the BC Wildfire Service is seeking data up to 80 additional Type 2 contract firefighters. And with the operating period for those resources increasing from 80 to 100 days. I was just out at the fire center at the airport earlier this morning, and right now they've got an additional two contract firefighting crews that will be based out of there, in addition to the one that was already there. And those crews are undergoing their fitness training today, so I'm sure they're going to be sweating a few buckets because of the weather, but it's good to have those additional resources on the ground. And both the BC Wildfire Service and the NBC have been reaching out to local governments to share plans so everyone has an opportunity to be better prepared heading into the wildfire season. The new wildfire recruits are just finishing their boot camps this week in Merritt. I think there was 200 of them there. And last weekend, training was held in Penticton for structural firefighters to learn how to fight wildfires. And that's going to be an important part of how we better prepared into the future is having structural firefighters, volunteers, and non-volunteers that are in your areas, workers, to be better trained in wildfire fighting. And earlier today, you might have heard the NBC Emergency Management BC announced new funding of $5 million to help local governments and First Nation communities do firefighter training and buy new or replace equipment. That program will be run through UBCM. And I know I've heard from many of you around the volunteer fire departments and the need to replace equipment or buy new equipment that was used in wildfires over the last couple of years. So that program will go a long ways to help that. ENBC will also be making additional announcements throughout the day about their investments in preparation for the wildfire season. So I'll leave wildfires where we know that we're better prepared, that we have more people on the ground, we have more ability to do prevention work, and we have to be vigilant for this summer. So crossing my fingers about knowing that we will have wildfires to fight this year. Caribou, I want to touch briefly on Caribou. I think I know you had a panel on Caribou, and I heard there was a lot of good information presented. In March, we launched engagement on two draft agreements to protect both Caribou and to protect jobs in BC. We decided as a government to enter these draft agreements rather than risk the federal government invoking an emergency protection order that would only consider habitat needs of Caribou and not the economy, and that was the risk. That risk could pose billions of dollars in economic losses to the province. As a result of those draft agreements and the feedback we got, particularly from communities in the Northeast, the Premier asked Blair Lextrom to work with communities and businesses in the Northeast, since the draft partnership agreement proposes specific habitat measures that would have an economic impact. And I know Blair spoke yesterday to you, and I talked with Claire yesterday afternoon. We're in regular contact, and I know his report is due at the end of May. The draft Section 11 agreement, and that's the agreement that covers the other areas outside of the Northeast and the herds outside of the Northeast, it outlines a planning process and does not propose any specific additional habitat protection measures. backcountry remains open under the Section 11 draft agreements, and we as government will carefully consider public feedback on these two draft agreements before finalizing. You probably know from the presentation that you had that the Section 11 agreements are a framework, group management plans rolled out over the next 2 years, so you'll be involved and stakeholders will be involved in every community around those group plans. If you haven't already, you can provide feedback until May 31st online at the Engage BC website. So I want to talk about a major part of this discussion about forestry. I've had an interesting few days in question period in recent weeks. On the one hand, the Green Party says we're not doing enough to protect caribou and the old growth forests. And on the other hand, the opposition, the Liberals, say that we're trying to shut down the forest industry. And nothing could be further from the truth on both sides.